This show is presented by ERN, your source for premier entertainment on the web and on the air.
Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show is brought to you in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. And they're celebrating their 25th anniversary of the Craftsman Club. The brand is going to be 90 years old next year. Craftsman. Our next guest is Christina Nielsen. She's a racer. And let me just tell you, with three races to go, she may be the first female driver winning an IMSA championship in North America. She drives a Scuderia Corsa Ferrari 488 GTE. She's number 63, is that right? And welcome to the show. I'm looking at some of the stats on you.
Thank you.
And winner of the 12 Hours of Sebring, Watkins Glen, and first female class winner at the legendary race in a decade. And you are from Denmark.
I am, yes.
First of all, congratulations. I love
Thank
that.
You.
You're just, because you're just this unassuming, nice person that is just an animal on the racetrack.
I hope so.
Well, you don't have to hope so. It's proven right there.
True. For me, it's about being aggressive, being smart, and being always trying to think two steps ahead when I'm behind the wheel and, you know, working with the team. But at the same time, it's about having professional and hopefully attractive appearance for, you know, sponsors and partners.
Yes.
I'm working with Ferrari, an exclusive brand. It's a high-end brand, and the brands that are normally associated with it that we like to work with and have as sponsors and partners normally like to be presented well. So
yeah.
I always try to do my best when I'm at these sorts of events.
It's awesome. So Olympics, right? And really the racing that you're doing is kind of for you. If you win and become the first woman to win the series like this, that's like winning gold medal. I mean, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I would actually be the first female driver to ever win an international GT championship in history. But, you know, motorsport is often seen as an ego sport. You have the stars that are always promoted, which are the drivers. I drive with Alessandro Balsan. I share the car with him full time, and we share it as well with Jeff Siegel, who's our long distance driver. But honestly, it's a team effort. All of us drivers, you know, got to put in our best performance, but there's also Scuderia Corsa, who, you know, we couldn't do it without. They do an amazing job behind the pits and in the pits and, you know, guide us when we're driving and control the strategy. And it's, you know, in order to win a championship, you need to have every individual on the team performing every single weekend at their best and bring their A game. And that's what makes great team for our team effort and puts it all together and leads to it.
I asked Scuderia, what does that word mean? Because I've always wondered. And they said stable, right? And when you talk about the team and the other drivers, that's the stable of talent, right? I mean, at the end of the day, because it is a team effort.
It is.
That's
100%.
The stable, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's a place that has, it needs to have harmony.
Yeah.
It needs to have a strong drive force. It needs to be motivated, and it needs to be, aggressive and be on their A game.
How did you get into this? I mean, come on, you're from Denmark. I mean, how does this?
You know, Denmark is actually, we have great motorsports role models, I would say. We have Jan Magnussen, who also races in the IMSA WeatherTech Championship in the DTLM class.
Mm-hmm.
We have Tom Christensen, who's known as Mr. Le Mans. He's one of the greatest sports ambassadors in history, I believe. And the list continues. I mean, there's a guy like my dad used to race as well at Le Mans, Alan Simonsen, who I used to co-drive with.
Well, and this is where it comes from then. If your dad used to race, it's in the family. It runs in the blood.
You should think so.
Yeah.
I actually just went randomly to a go-kart event. I drove a rental go-kart. I fell in love with it. I thought it was so much fun to drive,
so
beating
great.
The boys.
Right?
And I went home and I asked my dad if we could go racing, and he said yes.
So really, I mean, even though he was a racer, you found it on your own through by the way, and I found mine through go-karting too, and so many racers do. Yeah. It's just you go, hey, this is fun. You know, driving a car is one thing, but driving a go-kart, when you realize what, if you can make a car do that, and Ferraris do that so well, then you can really have some adult fun. Can I say that? Adult fun, really.
I think we're not fully grown-up adults.
Right,
to
right.
be honest.
Adult
fun. There's a little
fun.
Bit of a yes. grown-up kids, I like to call
right.
us.
With a kid's spirit still.
Exactly.
That's the beauty of it.
I mean, that's why we do it. We like to have fun. And I think, honestly, one of the key factors to our success this year is that we have so much fun. The guys at that team, they crack me up. We have so many good times.
And I asked everybody what kind of music she likes. You want to tell them?
I went more with the R&B and hip-hop
stuff. I love
but
that.
They played, they played Michael Jackson in the beginning, and I got to say I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan. I sometimes listen to his music before I go in the car.
That's great. That's just so great. So now, what do you aspire to do now? If you, let's just say you go ahead and win the GT Championship. What's next for you? I mean, you're with Ferrari already, right? So you can't go any farther up. You're already at the top with that.
Well, I think right now we're looking at programs for 2017. We definitely got our eye on Ferrari and staying with Scuderia Corsa. But, you know, one of the things that's always a major factor in racing is budget. So at the moment, we're definitely on the hunt for sponsors and partners who wants to benefit from the offers that
yeah.
we have and join our journey. And that's one of the key factors that we're working on at the moment in terms of putting together a season for 2017.
Mm-hmm. You're killing it! Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Watch her, everybody. Christina Nielsen. This is a person in the racing world that is at 24 just killing.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. We'll take a little break from the Concorso Italiano. I'm Alan Taylor. And again, our show brought to you in part by Brembo, the choice of champions. Christina Nielsen, one of those champions. We'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Haynes, the worldwide leader in automotive and motorcycle repair information for over 50 years. We'll be right back.